We do have a super sorting system with our modern media where everybody can find their position and everybody can find people who are in their position. That's relatively new. So everybody's off in their positional space fighting for their worldview. And very effectively, I mean, if you look at the blog posts and the comment section, and not to mention what's going on in the cable news and that sort of thing, I think there actually is a metabolization of just fighting for position, fighting for perspective, that actually does at some point get boring. We notice that in our own lives. I mean, there's just a point where this isn't getting us anywhere. Let's just figure out what actually is working or what actually is in the space, and let's work with that. And I think as a culture, that's part of what's happening. And I think for me, from an integral perspective, to just being friendly to that, it's kind of like, I don't expect college sophomores not to fight. I don't expect them not to take hard positions and undermine each other. And absolutely, yes, lie. I mean, yeah, we're human beings. We lie. And so we have a certain sort of almost grandparently friendliness to that. Not in the sense that brings on a flaccidity or we just say, okay, that's just the way it is. We still want to get in there and help it be as healthy as possible. And we do that not by having some idea that somebody needs to come in and help these guys see a new way. That's just not going to happen. They have to fight it out. They may fight it out for their whole lives. I mean, I don't think there's any chance in my lifetime of seeing where, you know, a great leader can come in and, you know, move things one way or the other, for sure. No doubt about it. Substantially, at this stage of the game, Obama, in some ways, his first campaign was a little bit like what you were saying. You know, it's like Washington is broken. We need to have a new thing. We're all not red or blue. We're all Americans. And he himself, in his last interview with Charlie Rose, he talked a lot about that. He said, I see that there was just no way that I was going to be able to work with Republicans in that way. And that is just the way it is right now. Because any Republican that would compromise is just going to get voted out because these positions have gotten so polarized and hardened. But polarity is actually a stage of development. When a system gets clear polarities, there's an opportunity for, it's like thesis antithesis. There's a new synthesis that's available once these two forces get vividly positionalized. I don't know if that's a word, but you know what I mean. So I actually think that's what's happening. And that, you know, at least for me, I mean, I think there's lots of ways of using an integral realization to be effective and to, you know, make sense of things. But for me, it's about just working on a friendliness to the system, first of all, just as I have a friendliness to my own Jeff system, where I see that I want to be friendly to the craziness in my own psyche, because the alternative is to be repressive or punishing, which actually just creates more craziness. So I want to be actually friendly to the larger cultural system and realize that I don't expect a 9-year-old not to act like a 9-year-old. I don't expect a 12-year-old not to act like a 12-year-old. I don't expect college sophomores to act like something other than college sophomores. And this is probably, as best I can discern, the stage of development that our culture's at. So too fucking bad that it isn't the way we think it ought to be in some ideology that we think is better than reality. And that is number one. And then so that's sort of an absolute view, I'll grant you. Mm-hmm. The relative view is then I want to get in the game and actively work to move the ball in a way that I think is just more towards what's next, which is a more decent society, a more loving society, a place where people have opportunities, a place where people have security. Really, in some ways, I mean, just to get basic about it, where there's the best of all of these points of view in a larger, more intelligent system. And I actually think that's happening. I